At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a good Monday. I was at the golf course last night.
Somebody shot a hole in one.
There was an ace last night.
Ace.
We've done this thing, I think, for 10 years. We've never had a hole in one before last night in 10 years of anybody playing in the golf league, ever. It's a big deal. Spencer Allgood, his name. Ace on hole 6. He said, I didn't see it. It was one hop and dunk at Woodland Hills yesterday.
So somebody saw it.
He backed it up by shooting 300 par. So he didn't just have a one off and then suck the rest of the round. He was played a good round of golf last night.
Spencer Allgood.
And we celebrated in the clubhouse for the first time in forever. I mean, there's 30 guys in there after the round to about 9 o'clock.
Okay.
At Woodland Hills.
Spencer Allgood, congratulations.
It was nice, yes.
Do they still put it like in the newspaper?
I don't think so.
Oh, they used to always be in the paper every day.
I know. I don't think it is anymore, though.
There was almost a couple a week you'd read about.
Or more.
The best part, they'd talk about like the course and then the club was used. The club was always
big. Take those calls.
Yep. Yeah, you took the call.
Yeah. I'd write up the little thing that you saw. They called it the agate page. Just say, all right, what was the club? How long was it? Who was it? Bam.
And then, don't they also sometimes name witnesses?
Strangely. But
Bill read the paper closely. Yeah. He did. He read the paper closely.
Were there witnesses?
That always interests me. Yeah. To see if I knew someone that was there. If I knew, let's see if I know someone that was in the group.
God, I forgot about the witnesses, but you're right. There was absolutely witnesses. Just a little blurb. Holes in one. Holes in one. Not hole in ones. Holes in ones.
Is that where you started your career? Was in holes in one? Is that where you started?
No, agate page, though. Do you know what I mean when I say agate page?
Well, I'm assuming that's the one with all the stats and stuff in it.
That's the best page in the whole paper.
I put that together. There was a time when I was in charge of putting that together. There's a lot of mechanisms. It just didn't go out. I did that. That was one thing I did early in my career. Holes in one. There's a way you had to mark up baseball box scores. It was not easy. It was a tense job because a lot of that stuff is happening late and you got to get it all formatted.
Scores would be horrific.
Format. Yeah. There's a certain way to format.
So small, too.
They come in. The AP would provide the service, and they'd flow into the system, but they just flow in. You had to format them. The formatting was the trick, you know, and sometimes you'd format them wrong. Yeah, and sometimes you'd format them wrong. They'd appear in the paper kind of jacked up, you know, and then that's a problem. You know what I mean?
Who's the last show of the day for us?
Well, we have shows until, you know, 10 p.m., so...
Changes up. I think there's been a lot of hijinks that's happened. It's almost daily over
headphones.
Someone turns the headphones way up every day. They're always way up. I'm like, okay, nobody could have been listening to them this loud. It's so loud that it's screeching.
Can't turn it down?
No, I got him turned down now.
Somebody did it?
So they're messing with you then. Classic move.
Yep.
Of when you
used to think somebody did it
back in the 60s, but probably it was the 60s, 70s. It's common for this time that was just to turn someone's radio station or their radio way up. So when they started their car, it would, and then just talk about upset parents. Just all of a sudden, the car would start, and all of a sudden the radio would just blast. I thought it was hilarious. Someone here thinks this is hilarious.
Well, they did it. They got us.
They got us. They've gotten us a lot.
We have to watch out almost Bill's ears.
Every day when we start the show, I don't have my headphones on.
Because it's so loud.
It's so loud. And then I have to adjust it. So someone's pulling one on us.
They saw me jump. Yeah. I was like that. Yeah. So they're like, if they go back and watch.
They go back and watch.
It's simple.
They will
be. Probably Farley.
Could be Farley. What if Farley came in late just on purpose?
I don't know. But crank the headsets up and make Bill's ears bleed over there.
Is it possible? It is kind of weird now when you think about it. Like, why would they be up so loud? Yeah,
it's impossible to have them say, well, that's just how I listen to them. Nope. There was no chance level of it right there. It was a little foggy coming in this morning. It kind of started, it wasn't very far into my drive. And I'm like, man, I'm just foggy. I don't know. Things don't seem right. I don't see right. That. Then I remember, don't have my contacts in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did whip around, go back like that. And I'm like, just got up going this morning early with different stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm like, do I have my contacts in? I
didn't even know you wore contacts. Yeah.
How far did you get before you turned around?
Not very far, just down the block. Yeah,
that's
just
what happens. It's foggy.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, man, this doesn't. And I can see distant. I mean, distance isn't that bad. I can't read things that are. I can't read this type of thing without. So anyway, I can see somewhere.
Yeah, because it's not foggy.
Yeah,
there's no fog.
So that hit me. That was something that hit me for sure.
You. I didn't even know you wore contacts. Yeah,
I do, Steve. I do.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Son of a gun. Yeah.
So you could wear prescription glasses.
I could. I have some prescription glasses. Just don't really wear them very much. More of a contact readers. Guy. More for that's why I have the readers.
That's the whole thing. Go ahead.
And then there was a sport utility vehicle. It was a not very big one. It was a Honda. It was Honda Sport Utility, and then right behind me on 84th Street, got right behind me.
I'm like, okay,
so I'm not happy.
Right.
So I switched back over to the right lane like that, and it just blows by me. Just kind of went, they're setting an example. Yep. They're setting an example. The best part was when we got down to where we got down to roughly about like whatever it was, 14th Street,
mm-hmm.
I was still ahead of them. They still got caught by every light, and so I'm just like, I'd pull up beside him, kind of like,
what's up?
Yeah.
Did you look at him down there, buddy?
Yeah, how's it going? How's it going whipping around here? Hot rodding that Honda 2002.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I had a similar experience this morning driving in. There's some guy on Capitol Parkway that was just whipping around everybody. It was a BMW, but he just whipping
license
in
plate,
and
please.
Out. I don't have the license plate, but he's whipping in and out. Like, what is this guy doing? Who is this 18-year-old? Like, get up and catch. He's like a 60. He's like upper 60s. Guy's in his upper 60s, whipping around like he's a driver, like he's just started driving.
Could he have been a heart surgeon or an on-call surgeon?
I saw him park at Starbucks down here, so I don't know about that.
Probably maybe. Not. Just had to get to Starbucks. He's whipping around.
I followed him. Again, same thing. He got ahead of me. I ended up ahead of him somehow. And I'm not sure how I get ahead of him because he's whipped way ahead of us, but got caught behind people, just almost getting accidents left and right, this guy was. And just to get to Starbucks over here.
Just to get to Starbucks.
This guy has to be in his mid to upper 60s, I saw when he got out of the car. Hmm. There's no chance he's younger than that.
Hmm.
I couldn't imagine whipping my way in and out of cars to get to Starbucks. There's no chance. If I have a decision, I'm going to Starbucks, I'm in cruise control mode. Yeah, I'm not trying to do anything aggressive.
I never.
Yeah, so the Honda was on me.
It's giving me a headache. I don't get it. I mean, I got whipped by a Suburban. I didn't think it was that.
Wait, this morning?
Now that, yeah, I wasn't going
to. We all had problems. Is there a license plate number?
I wasn't going to mention it. No, he was aggressive, though. Like, it's just like, I don't know.
When they do the stomp on when they drive by,
yep.
That one like that, I'm letting you know, and I'm just like, stop.
Yeah, big Suburban guy.
All three of us had issues.
He was driving off 27th and getting onto Vine, and I went in the inside lane. He went around me. It's like, okay, whatever.
There was a sobriety test going on just down the road too.
Did you drive this morning?
This morning, yeah.
Was that 17th and Q?
I didn't see about that. Right. Yeah, right there. Two cars.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Was that? That's what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, two girls.
That was them.
At 5:50 a.m. Yeah,
They were doing some sobriety stuff with them, and they were talking to them. So
it's Tuesday morning.
It's 6 a.m.
What's happening?
6 a.m.
on a Tuesday. It's not a Saturday. It's not a Friday. It's a Tuesday morning at 5:50 a.m.
Yeah, there's two cruisers.
Yeah, there's two.
One city cop and one campus cop.
Yeah, they must have had a good time last night.
Or this morning.
Or this morning, one of the two.
Apparently so.
Either last night or got to jump on things today.
I didn't know, I was sort of,
the pickup ahead of me, it was close that I almost had to hit the horn because there was a guy in a pickup ahead of me watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the light changed. I'm like, all right,
come on, man.
He's like, no, this is fun. And I agree with him. It'd be something to be kind of, you kind of like to sit and watch it. At that time it was, you came by a little later than me. I wasn't much ahead of you.
No,
but I was probably 5-6 minutes ahead of you. So it was still ongoing,
still ongoing. Yeah. I remarked to Greg on the phone. They got two girls here.
Interesting.
He's like, how about some more context than that?
There's two vehicles. People.
Well, I
over.
Told him there okay. were two cop over. Cars.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Jake.
I'm just saying, if you said that, like, what are you talking about? He wants some more context with that.
There was context.
I understand now. I got it.
Context. All right. Wow. Eventful morning and eventful break.
All the way around.
What was the party like in the clubhouse?
Yeah.
Well, someone asked the text line, did he do the thing where you open up a tab? He did open up a tab. Yes. He opened up a tab. He said, everybody, drinks are on me.
Wow.
Not just the first. He said, if you got more than one drink, he got that from people too. So Spencer's doing
very well financially. When you do the everyone gets a drink on me, and then he said, drinks on me. If you want to, go ahead. That means financially, Spencer is in a very good spot.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. What's going on?
Beautiful dog.
Who is that?
I can't tell.
Is that David from Renew?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I can't tell.
No, it's Farley.
It's Farley.
It's actually Farley.
He's a dog.
Yeah, he has a dog. Yeah.
The window.
It was a party. People were hanging out inside and outside on the deck as well. It has not been like that post round in years at Wuthering Hills.
So that was fun.
It was fun.
I'd imagine. Was there some sort of the word get out pretty fast?
Yes.
But was the word out before you arrived back to the clubhouse?
Yeah, it was because we were the B group, and so we were actually done later than everybody else, and so people already knew that Spencer had an ace. You can also see the scorecards of everybody. On the app, it shows you what people got. It says
on the app,
Spencer got a one. We got an ace in the group.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it's the first time in the history of the league in 10 years.
So somebody saw it. Somebody saw it bounce in the cup.
Yes, Dalton saw it.
Dalton.
Dalton's dad, Jeff, and then somebody else, and then Spencer's partner that night.
How much you think that bill was? 350?
No. 200 maybe?
Okay. Now you can do that.
I don't think people are getting a bunch of shots.
When you do
drinks.
Get a hole in one, it is something that has to be a celebration.
My hole in one, I had a hole
in one. Sips had a hole in one, I have not.
Here's the thing though. It was me and a friend. Well, now we were in high school and we were playing.
Was it Haas?
No, it was Ron Arnie. God bless him. He was the point guard. He was the point guard. And he...
What course?
The Columbus Country Club, and we were unauthorized to be on. It was a Sunday night. And we just said, let's just go on. There's nobody on. And then the clubhouse wasn't open. So it wasn't like anything. It was just... Oh, the only guy who knew was Arnie.
That's it.
Yeah. Jake's looking at
me. I would love to have that debate.
I'm pissed. You got a hole in one. I don't have one.
I would love to have that in the Columbus paper.
There wasn't really anything to do.
The best part, if the Columbus paper said on there that is at the Columbus Country Club, and they're going, also someone goes, hold it. Sipple had no business being on the Country Club.
My dad was a member, but I wasn't supposed to be on the court. We didn't pay, is what I'm getting at. We didn't pay to play. We just went up there and got on. Anyway. It didn't feel that monumental.
I thought
you told me
that it rolled the whole way too.
Farley's got two dogs.
No, it didn't roll the whole way.
I thought you told me it was a roller.
No, it was like
actually
par
a good
three.
Shot.
I was like Nick Faldo.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I was gonna go. Okay. I was gonna go Faldo. I was wondering.
Faldo's your drop there. Okay.
Yes. All right. Didn't roll it up there.
I thought you said he did.
No. Wait,
in previous stories, you've said
no,
it wasn't the best shot.
No, I never
shot.
Said yeah. that. I nailed it. Okay. No, it was a. It was. It was a, I, you know I can hit those short irons really well.
I saw it at Jim Egger 5 years ago.
Short iron. I told you I'm the king of the short.
How's
game.
That tournament coming, Jake?
It's looking like next year at some point, Bill. Looking at 2026
We've
for
been
the,
busy
the Breaker Invitational. at
To be fair,
Hager.
We've been crazy busy, right?
Yes.
Not really.
You are. I am. Jake is.
Yeah, I have been crazy busy. You have. Yeah, I have been. There's been a lot of things going on.
Yeah. You know, a lot going down.
Well, I'll get Katrinka to help me out next year.
She's the one to help.
She organize. And Kathy Woody. If we get all the trifecta there, we're good.
That's all we need.
Katrinka.
Kathy and me. We can make that happen.
Oh, that's the trifecta.
We can make it happen.
It is amazing when the show's over like that. Jake is still within the same job. Me and you change.
Yeah, we change.
All of a sudden, there's a whole new venue going on of things going on.
Oh, God. Speaking of that, program note, I do got to leave at 8:45 today because there's practice.
You can handle that.
There's viewing today. There's a view.
Ooh.
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 Yeah.
Okay, you'll leave
for
the last segment. Yeah, who speaks today? Good question.
Eckler.
Nobody else? Yeah. Just Mike Eckler? Players?
I think Dylan Raiola is... He's the quarterback.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And since you know...
I don't know the other players.
Since you know Coach Eckler, will we be able to get along? Will it be a friendly exchange?
I think so.
Okay. Just want to know.
It's rocky.
We have to ask the questions now because there's a... Why do we ask? Because there's a history. So now we have to... Every time we go, this comes up.
Some tension.
When you see John Butler next, what will it be like, you think?
Yeah.
There was no tension. It'll be fine.
It sounds like there was
tension. He cut you off twice. He
now he's aware that we've talked about the tension on the airwaves here. I'm sure he's got this. It's got to him.
What will you do? What will you do? Will you go with this one, like the handshake and then the fake?
Hey.
The fake like that? Will you do that one?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe there was tension.
He's trying to figure well,
sound like it to
the
me.
Break, they're sounding like to us, and the breakers have all chimed in. Yes, they felt like it
message
was high
boards
tension.
Are full of tension.
No, they're not.
You two questioning your relationship with him.
Oh,
yeah. Mitch Sherman said he will not sit anywhere close to you.
It's uncomfortable.
Yes, it's uncomfortable. Chattel told me the same thing. Says very awkward.
Even Sean. Even Sean's concerned
Sean
about it.
Sean comes in like that. He's been telling people you work for 24/7.
He doesn't work for me anymore.
He's done with that.
The competition.
That was a 24/7
Trust
question.
Me.
That wasn't me. So.
Oh, yeah, he did cut me off. You're right. But it wasn't. I think he would have cut anybody off.
Okay. Just anyway, hope things work out too well today with the tension. What are you looking for today?
I don't know. I haven't fully pondered it. I don't know. It's just you don't see that much anyway. But I'll figure it out before I go. I got a little time. I mean, full disclosure, the door's open at 10, but I got to get to, you got dog duties, I got to get to Bullet and then get over there. So it's kind of a tight window. You understand.
You're just going to park at Casey's in that back alley.
Watch out for nails.
Yeah. Because that was the most awkward thing.
That was not awkward,
even,
Bill.
Well, we got several.
I texted Grant. He said it was awkward.
Grant said
why
it was
it
awkward?
Awkward.
We'll look it up right now what Grant told me.
Grant said it was because it was really weird.
Why was it awkward?
It said it appeared you were up to something.
I was up to nothing. I mean, I was not.
Grant says it was a weird situation.
I don't understand that.
Probably just it, just
he saw
sudden.
You in the alley behind his house. Yeah. It's a little odd.
Yeah,
it's really not. I used to go down the alley almost 5 times a week, probably. Never had nail problem. He came. If there was awkwardness, it was on his part.
Oh, okay, wow.
It was. I didn't even recognize the man at first. Like
you've met him probably 10 times.
Probably. Yeah, I had. I was driving through an alley, and all
and
of a
sudden...
when
you're up to something, you're kind of, no. I get it.
He was like, sip, and I'm like, okay, who's this? And then he kind of came running out, and he said, don't drive down that alley, there's nails. I'm like, all right.
I didn't know, do all alleys...
He goes, and he said, it's Durant.
Grant/Durant. Yeah. Two names for the show.
Yeah. And I did sort of recognize him. If it wasn't Durant, I would have thought that guy looks like Durant.
And you got a slice of pizza and a cherry pie. Mm-hmm. Casey's cherry pie.
Which we didn't know that cherry pie existed there
Casey's cherry pie.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You can go in there.
They make their own pie.
Next time I go into Casey's, I'm going to get the chocolate one.
They're
chocolate
in a pie. Box just like yeah. You would like.
Let me get a chocolate one.
I got to tell you, the cherry pie was not that good.
Really?
Uh-uh. It wasn't.
You wouldn't get that again.
There's a lot going on downtown.
I'm super busy
outside
down here.
The window is very busy this morning.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't what you're used to. I'd say the formula for the pie was very similar to what you used to eat, which was what? Was it Hostess?
What's that? Mine was always Hostess.
Yeah, and they were...
And they came in a wrapper, kind of a waxed, papery type wrapper. Apple was in the green wrapper. The chocolate pie was in... They weren't in a box. They were in like a wrapper.
I'm talking about box.
Yeah, they were not in a box.
David from Renew says, do you remember that Casey's was a Don and Jerry's IGA in the bottoms?
I don't remember that.
He says better times on that one.
Yeah.
You were there when I was at the stadium.
It was always some form of a convenience store. Because sometimes we would come out on the field. My first year when I was a volunteer, about 1990, I think it would have been, at Nebraska.
Okay, 1990.
And I think I was a volunteer there. It just means I just showed up there every day and walked around for a long time until they eventually thought I worked there. That was kind of the whole scenario.
It worked.
And a lot of times Charlie McBride would be like, hey, I could use some gum. And I'd take off running over that viaduct, and it was wooden. The walkway over that viaduct, that it was they weren't railroad ties, but they were that kind of a thick type of thing. And I would sprint over that down, and I'd get some gum, and then I'd sprint back over back into the stadium.
So
and at that time, you could just run in and out of the stadium. You could just run in and out. It wasn't a big deal. You could run in and out of the stadium through that.
Yep.
Through that,
no, I know what you're talking about.
Be the northwest corner is where I'd take off out the field over the northwest corner.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Buy some Bubblicious,
and then
whip back over, and then had gum for everybody. Kevin Steele always took some, also.
Hmm. Yeah, the bridge.
Kevin Steele like Bubblicious?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know when the bridge was reconstructed, but there was a massive reconstruction probably in about that time. Actually,
it was probably a few years later, and then I remember. There was that weird things on the like these little indention places where you can like kind of walk into off the side and then what are these? Someone taught me to take pictures of trains.
I didn't know that.
It's to take pictures of trains.
Oh, the indentations on the bridge.
They still exist.
They're still there. They're a little place you can just kind of step off and walk, and it's like okay, pretty cool. Yeah.
There's something I would add to this, but I'm not.
Come on, add something.
You can't tease it and then say that I'm not.
I'll tell you off air. Yeah. Let's see, what else is idle chit chat? I don't got anything.
I have a question for you. This would be one to ask for Eckler.
Okay,
Mike Eckler
would be I would imagine, and this is a hypothesis, that the loss of Dre Bly and Gage Stanger.
Bly Hill.
What did I say?
Dre Bly.
Former NFL cornerback, Dre Bly.
Ben Bassett lost him.
Bly Hill.
Okay.
Bly Hill.
So those injuries, I would imagine those guys were probably special teams guys.
That's a good question.
I imagine they were probably some form of special teams. I would be shocked.
Me too.
I didn't know Bly Hill, so I have no knowledge of him. But Stanger, I absolutely loved. And I'm sure he would have been probably a core starter, I would think. Maybe I'm wrong.
A core special team starter.
He's a really good player, and so I would imagine he would be someone that I know was even as a true freshman already we wanted to get him going. He was a talented young man. But anyway,
out for the year with a knee injury.
Yeah, out for the year.
Bly Hill, if you remember, was a starting corner in the spring game.
Yep. Got hurt
last year. Yep. Not this year. Last spring game.
Yeah.
And he hurt his knee. Now he's hurt the same knee. He's a 6'4" corner. Like when you see him, it's like, whoa.
That's hard. The back to back on the same knee, that's a tough recovery.
Right.
So
it's
but that wish him nothing but the best.
That's a good question for Eckler. Thank you. I'll ask it with no tension, hopefully.
That'd be the best. So what's the deal, Sip? You in the rosters now? I'd love to see tension.
More tension.
I'd love to see tension.
Everybody's just mad at Sip.
Cut me off.
That's Idle Chit Chat.
I guess that's it.
Sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com.
Joey's got things. Things have been going his way because of all of the rain has been a big, big help for everything. But now he is moving on, like I said, with what's getting done. Right now you're getting yourself set up for all your spraying and all your needs for your crop for next year. Everything's moving on.
God.
Harvest is coming. But right now, and also with that, like there's a lot of things. A lot of people still have their grain from last year. There's grains there. So when's the best day to sell? What's going on with that kind of stuff? So Joey is on top of everything, but getting set up for next year and then getting ready to roll for harvest. Kind of my favorite time of year. Well, it's not yet. It's when the corn starts to change. So like that, when we get that all of a sudden, but early September starts to kind of make its move a little bit. So I get excited about that. Yeah. When harvest starts, when it's getting ready to go.
You ever notice that in town corn over by, on East Campus?
Of course.
Yeah.
And how could you miss that?
Yeah. And I'm assuming that's just not some random farmer. I'm assuming that's
UNL's
corn, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They're running a farm out there.
So they're part of the ag.
There is one field though that I wonder about. It's hard to describe. It's across Layton.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's interesting, too.
I know what you're talking about. Bill Smart, it's like 33rd.
Yep. It's like, okay, the other ones are like, well, this is clearly on East Campus. Well, you're getting into that Wesleyan zone now.
That's true.
You're getting into that Wesleyan zone, which is my stomping grounds, me and Ellie.
So it's like it is almost literally 33rd and Layton.
Yes.
It might be like.
How is that not campus property, though?
Well,
it's still East Campus.
It's across the street.
It's fenced in. Like that's
no, it's not fenced in. That's he'll tell you.
I still
not.
Think that's UNL. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not fenced in. It probably is theirs. If you had to wager, I'm pushing my chips in that it's UNL. But it's not.
Too.
It doesn't appear the same,
okay,
Jay. I'm just going to tell you that.
It's very interesting to me.
Breakers, can you help us?
I'm
guessing UNL property.
You can assess corn just by going over there.
Right in town. Yeah, I like it. Well, I'll tell you this. When I drive home, I drive by corn.
Oh, you do
on like 93rd and whatever 90 something and O, yeah, to the north side of O. There's a huge cornfield right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely,
yeah. So I get a chance to get a feel for it every day.
We're kind of every day. I mean, what'd you say?
We're an ag show,
and we are sort of surrounded by cornfields, right?
As all the people say when they come here, I thought it was just a bunch of cornfields in Nebraska. It's actually cities there. It's always the thing you hear. Yeah.
In town corn. That little field freaks me out.
I also like anything that, I don't know if there's much here in Lincoln, but it was in Logan, Utah. There's all kinds of farm animals that were grandfathered in. So in the middle of town, you'd have horses.
Wow.
You'd have cattle.
Really?
I mean, yeah, not big, not a whole like cattle
huge
yard.
Herd, but
no, but there would be right in the middle of town. It was awesome.
Oh,
all of a sudden, you're just driving to work, and all of a sudden, there's a Starbucks, and right next to it is a bunch of goats.
Okay, and you see that in like Waco's like that.
Is it?
Yeah. Like it is. In your neighborhood, you might see like a little field of goats.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Be kind of like nice.
Goats and Starbucks.
I'm telling you right now, if like on, like I said, like 33rd and O, we just drove by there right now, and there were some cattle standing there every day, just like, that'd be awesome.
Just looking at you,
it'd be great. And a horse.
Yeah.
Just like that.
With a barbed wire fence.
Yeah. And what I liked about it, too, is there was people that they were grandfathered in, and I remember kind of asking them like once, like, is this any value in that? No, actually, it's a huge, huge detriment. It's a pain in the ass.
Why, though?
Just because they're taking care of farm animals and they're really not farm animal people. And I'm like, you going to do anything like that? Like maybe just like move them out and, you know, maybe, you know, do something with the lot, build a house there. No, it's grandfathered in. We're just going to keep it like this. It's just what it is. I'm not going to be the one that stopped it. Where are the horses at? We built a condo there.
No,
we're just going to keep it just like this.
Huh. Yeah.
You're so public enemy one at that point.
Yeah, you are. You're just like, what are we talking about? I'm talking in Logan, Utah. Off the main street, the main drive right there, their version of O Street, a block off. There could be six horses.
Wow.
Just hanging out. Yeah, it's awesome.
By the way, confirmed UNL property there from okay. East Lincoln West. Okay. Thank you.
Does he know what property yeah, we're talking about?
He sent
about.
Me a link of a screenshot of what is the property of UNL, and that is the property of UNL.
I said if I would yes. wager it probably was, but it I doesn't look the
got,
same.
I wonder if he's got
and
the
Jake
right
wanted to
I'll
fight,
show you the picture.
Jake wanted to fight me and Steve about that it looked different, and we spent a lot of time
I didn't say
in that
it looked
area.
Different. I just said that's UNL's property.
That's also at that. Well, here's the question for you, Jake, to find yeah. out if you even know the area. Have you ever ate at Sam's Hamburgers? You ever eaten at Sam's?
He gave me the head thing.
He's coming yeah. at you.
No, yeah. I have not eaten at Sam's yeah. hamburgers.
Well, if you ever eaten at Sam's, you don't know because it used to be three burgers for a buck is what it used to be.
I wish I could have that. I wish I could have that, Bill. Didn't have it, though.
It was better times. Better times.
I'm taking on East Lincoln West. I don't know if he's got the right feel.
I'll show Well, I'll show you on the break. Right. He's got a picture of
okay. Sam's was kind of by Tasty In-N-Out.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, better times, that whole area.
Oh, way better.
Way better times. Oh.
Don't even start on better times. Yeah.
I was looking at some stuff yesterday, and one of the newest members of On Three, Josh Pate.
Josh, got another new member.
Yeah, Josh, you guys are growing like crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody's joining On Three. You're part of a good operation there, a big operation. Now, he joins the likes of Joel Klatt and Phil Steele, saying that Nebraska is a potential playoff wild card dark horse team this year in college football, which, again, I talked to a lot of Nebraska fans that they want to simply overachieve. They want to be better than what their over-under indicates, 7.5 wins. It's hard to do that when everyone's saying that they could be a wild card dark horse team. So you're not sneaking up on anybody this season, apparently, per all these projections out there.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it, except like we always talk about the schedule.
Schedule's what leads it down the path, you know, probably the most.
Right.
Not because because right now, if Nebraska had Florida's schedule, you'd have a hard time saying that they're a playoff
dark horse
because it's like everything I ever hear is they always start with schedule that's gettable. That's always the lead statement that comes out. And then it goes to Raiola year two. Then it goes to Rule year three. All those that's
an offensive line.
An offensive line. Then it goes to Holgorsen. So there's all these different things that add up. I was thinking because
it adds up.
And then having a different coordinator at defense, that's always something there because this came up when I was just thinking about it with Ohio State. What are they dealing with right now? Both coordinators brand new.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big deal. Both of them brand new. Patricia came, I don't know if he's ever been in college.
I don't think so.
He has not.
Never been in college. No. So that's a big, it's a difference. I'm just, people always say, there's no difference. There's a difference. You can ask Monty Kiffin. When he went from the NFL back to college, all of a sudden it's like, Oh, wow, there's a lot of things going on there. Quarterback run game, all these different things. It's a lot different stuff going on. So they have two different coordinators. Nebraska has one different coordinator. It's still different, but a lot less. See, that's a good question, though, to know, because they were asking this question about Ohio State. Is Ohio State was number one in the country in defense. So is Patricia running Ohio State defense from last year? Number one. Same terminology?
Or did
the entire defense have to learn all new terminology, mm-hmm. all new defense?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all new defense, but the terminology is different.
Butler kept the same terminology.
Same terminology. So that's and then are they still doing everything 3-3-5?
He's talked about it, and his response is always football's football. They'll be in some 3-3-5. Rule said the other day we'll be in some 4. Like we always say it,
which they were last year,
right?
Which they were last year.
I don't.
But that's always a big question out of Ohio State. It's like, okay, because the difference is it's way simpler for Butler because he was here last
year.
Just
here I am.
So why would you change the terminology when he was already using it and saying it himself?
Mm-hmm.
Patricia's not. But the thought is one person learned everything new compared to everyone learning new terminology. So it's an interesting dynamic.
What I wonder about a guy like Pate.
Josh Pate.
Yeah, and these other guys. Now, it means more to me that Phil Steele projects him that way because he talked to Rule for an hour. Okay, he talks to all the head coaches. He probably has a very good handle on everything. Does Pate just call a few people? I just wonder how he comes up with it. I always wonder that about these guys. Like, do you call Sean or who we call?
I would imagine from,
who we call
from distance, if you're just from distance watching, they're going to look at if they've had a tradition, that means you can get back. Some people say, we got to get back. What do you mean get back? You've never been there.
Right.
What are we talking about getting back? They've been a tradition. Everyone from distance knows that it's probably the best fan base in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives them another reason to be like, okay, that's a positive. Mm-hmm. The next one that everyone knows from distance is they're very well set up with collectives in 1890.
They are.
So they
pretty well.
So when you read all that stuff,
getting better.
If you haven't, if you're getting living better. Five states away, and you go, well, hold it. They got a good collective. They have a head coach that's been around at different stops. They have a fan base. They have 93 some thousand people showing up for their games. Mm-hmm. They have a quarterback. So everything adds up. Everything adds up to be like, why would you be saying, I don't think they have a chance when everything else adds up?
Then if he does a little further research, he can figure some stuff out. Like they're good up front on offense, it looks like. Dylan, but probably
they don't dive much into it. If you think that they have really, really dove into it.
I wonder.
Phil Still's in charge of all 130 some teams and he's in charge of a lot of stuff. So he's not taking deep dives into it. It's kind of like someone, but randomly, like, well, what do you think about them? I listen to other pundits all the time, and I'll listen to them talk, and sometimes Nebraska will come up. Mm-hmm. As you're listening to them, I'm like, this is very, very generic.
Right.
You know,
Klatt, for instance, you'll notice that Klatt said Nebraska is an underdog to make the playoff.
And he had 10 teams, and Nebraska was 10th, I think, in that list.
Yeah, and he didn't have them in the top 25.
No, he did not.
Top 25, so... What's it all mean is, I don't know. It doesn't mean that much, really. I don't know.
The one thing about it is that when they name, I love when we talked about this on the air one time, was maybe Nebraska will be this year's Indiana. No, they can't, because Indiana was not talked about.
Yeah, Illinois, people 3-9 Illinois could be this year's Indiana.
They're ranked 12th.
Nope. So
come on.
Indiana was 3-9 with a fired coach and a brand new guy that just came in from James Madison.
Right.
So they were predicted to finish basically... They did almost exactly what Arizona State did. Very close.
Yeah.
So it's like they were not talked about. Arizona State was not talked about. So they I love when they start saying, who's this year's Indiana? Well, you better start talking about like some team that you have picked. Well, it's got this
here
year's
comes
Indiana.
Purdue.
This is Purdue. This is Northwestern.
That's
this year's Indiana, because no one's talking about them. There's not one. That's what Indiana was last year at this time. That drives me nuts. This year's Indiana. You can't say it. Yeah, Illinois. They're ranked 12th.
That doesn't work. They won 10 games last year, and they're picked top 15. You can't
beat
put
South Carolina in a bowl game.
That's cheating. It doesn't actually apply to the situation. Yeah. Stop.
But
Josh Pate has Nebraska.
Wake Forest.
Josh Pate.
He joins the several people put Nebraska as a potential dark horse for the playoff.
Pate's pretty good. He's good.
He's respected.
Yeah.
People like him.
Yeah, he's dialed in. I don't know. We need a game to start here pretty quick.
We do. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today in downtown Lincoln, Bill.
Are they open right now?
They opened 7 minutes ago, and what is that place, Bill?
What's that? The Bird!
Early Bird, K. They have a variety of pancakes, French toast, burritos, chicken fried steak, and more. And of course, don't forget, the world-famous Hash holes.
That was ungodly.
He was laughing. Early Bird.
It kind of extended the hole.
That was beautiful. No, beautiful. That was good.
That threw you off. That one's on me. That'd be like, that would be like Sonny and Cher doing "I Got You, Babe," and Sonny does it way different. One time, just does it completely different. And all of a sudden, Sonny and Cher just, what was that?
Talk about better times.
They had a variety show.
Oh, my God.
They had their own show, Jake.
Jake. Cher was amazing.
Oh, God.
Funny.
Yeah, funny.
What about Sonny?
He was all right.
Sonny was good.
Cher was the show.
Cher was the show, but just "I Got You, Babe." What a great song.
Sing it.
When we come back, a little factoid on Texas, Ohio State. Next, when we come back, an early break in the ticket.
I got it.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.